Morning, everybody. We're back to dealing with animals. And this time we're going to be discussing the halachas of teda, or tantik, or trapping. And although tantik is not a very Jewish sport, as hunting is referred to amongst the goy, you know, go out on the horse and start shooting animals in the wild. It could be a shayla of tzava lechaim, could be a shayla of tashchis, especially since an animal that's been shot cannot be eaten because it becomes a trefa. So unless you do it for skins, whatever. So it's not a, as we discussed, you're there, someone's seeing it. It's that the hunting is not a very Jewish activity. But we're not referring to that type of hunting, which obviously is also in Shabbos. But we're talking about other sport form of hunting, which has to do with trapping. And the trapping of an animal can be defined as an animal that is free-ranging, has its own free will to go where it likes, and you are now restricting its free will. You are putting it into a place where it is restricted and cannot escape from where you have trapped it. That would be a problem of teda. So therefore, putting out a trap on Shabbos is asur, and if an animal gets caught in the trap, in fact, an isur has been done. And we're actually going to paskin that even though once an animal has been trapped, there's no isur to retain it in the trap. But if you trapped it with isur on Shabbos, then the halacha is that you need to release it. Part of the knas that we give to a person, just like we say something that was cooked on Shabbos. Okay, we talk about the maize, but something that was cooked on Shabbos, one doesn't eat. So too, something which was trapped on Shabbos, one should release from the trap. But again, that's only if it was trapped on Shabbos. If it was trapped beforehand and all you're doing is you are retaining the trap, or someone else trapped it and you now just taking over. An example brought down would be a person who trapped an animal by standing in a doorway. An animal is in an enclosure that could have escaped, and now he stood in the doorway and the animal escaped. And then this person leaves, and immediately following that, a second person comes and takes his place. So the animal was not released from his original situation of being trapped. And the second person takes over, so the second person hasn't done any issue whatsoever. The onus of the issue is on the first person, but not on the second one, and he hasn't done anything. Also, because he's just retained it in its state. But therefore, what we're saying is that trapping an animal on Shabbos, whether it's done by a trap or a net or anything, you put down a mouse trap, you put out a net for fish, you put out a noose in the wilds to catch a wild animal. All those things also to put out, and when it does catch something on Shabbos, that would could even mean it's a raisa. I say could even be because we'll discuss it in a moment. Also, if someone catches an animal by purely restricting its movement because it was in a area that had an exit and you closed off the exits, even though the animal didn't move anywhere. The animal was in the yard all the time. The animal was in your house, was in a cage, whatever it was. But the cage, the yard, the house, whatever was open and the animal could have escaped. And now you went and you closed off the escape route. That is considered teda, even though the animal hasn't been moved whatsoever. So too, if someone uses a hunting dog and he provokes the dog in order to go catch an animal, there would also be an issue of teda on Shabbos. Okay, and there's a lot of details, and let's get into it. Number one, we have to know that there's a difference. There's sometimes say there's the rice, and sometimes it's rabbana. Sometimes it's a Torah prohibition, sometimes only a rabbanan prohibition. It depends on the circumstance. It depends on the type of animal. That is, we divide them into two groups, what we call the minnoi nitzot and the eino minnoi. Minnoi nitzot is a type of animal which is regularly caught and hunted and trapped because there is something to gain from having such an animal. People catch minks because they want to have the fur. People trap deer because they want to have venison, and etc. So those would be, I mean, even if a person would trap a snake because he wants to extract venom in order to make a serum, that would also be a minnoi nitzot, would be a rice. But you have other animals which are not minnoi nitzot. Their normal type of animal are not usually caught for the sake of getting something out of the animal, but rather they are done that way in order to just get them out of the way, to not have them here. Then that would be a issur d'rabbanan. So if you have a fly that's bothering you, so you trap it. An example we'll bring later on is if you have a reshet in your home and a fly is caught on the inside of the reshet. So you close the window and now you've caught the fly between the window and the reshet. That could be an issue of Tzeda. But flies, we never trap because we need flies. Unless you are some sort of botanist, zoologist who needs to study flies and take them apart. Whatever the case may be, generally speaking, if we trap a fly, it's because we don't want the fly. We don't want it here, we don't want it anyway. Therefore, that type of trapping would be an Isur Rabbanon. Because it's a Rabbanon, we're going to find many kulas of Rabbanon. Therefore, it's important to understand the difference between which cases are the right and which cases are Rabbanon, because the right cases we're not going to have any kulas, but the Rabbanon cases we are going to have kulas. Now, a second definition in Tzeda, which is going to make a difference between something being an Isur Daraisa and Isur Rabbanon, is into where is the animal retained. In other words, how well caught is the animal? The halacha uses an expression that if you trap an animal into an area where it is totally trapped, and you can now, it is available to your use immediately, and it's einoi mechusar tzeda, it no longer needs any more form of trapping, then that is the isur daraisa. But if you restrict the area of the animal that you're trying to get, but you put him into an area that is big enough that even within the area you need to chase him around, the lashon of the halacha is either you say haveli metzuda v'metzudeno, which means please bring me a net or a trap so that I can still catch it. In other words, I cannot get him purely by my hands, or you cannot do it b'shchia achas. Shchia achas is translated halachically as a doing it within one run or one run after the animal, but rather I have to go here and go there and trap him into a corner and then catch him. So the animal can't get away because he's in an enclosed area, but I don't have my hands on him freely. I still have to corner him in order to get the animal. So that is not an Isur Tzeda Daraisa because it's not totally caught. Totally caught is he's now available to me as I need him. But since he's still lacking in how much I have him under my hand, so therefore that is an Isur Tzeda Derabbanan. An example given is if you have a river and you can canalize the river where you have areas that you can actually block off. The river flows into pools and you can block off the pools, and inside the pools you have the fish, and the fish are now caught. So if those tanks or pools are smallish, that it's easy to take the fish out, that would be tzeda if you were to close off put the netting in that the fish cannot get out anymore. The water flows, fish can't get out. But if it's a large pond where the fish can't go further downstream, they're here, but to catch them, you still got to go and catch the fish, that would be a case of an Isur Derabbanan and an Isur Daraisa. A bird flies into your house, flies into your window, wanted or unwanted, and you close the window, so that is considered trapping. You've trapped the bird in your house. If the bird flew into a small container, small room, or a box or cupboard or something like that, you trapped it, that would be tzeda daraisa. But if it flew into a large living room, where you're not going to be able to catch this bird, you try to catch that bird, you go to this corner, he's in that one, you go to that one, he's in this one, you're here, they're still, so he's yours. That bird is not going to fly out into the tree and be gone into the world. You can still get him, but you need effort to get him, then that would be only an Isur Derabbanan. So even if it would be an animal which is minnoi nitzoi, meaning we said that it's an animal that would be caught because you want the animal, you want the skins, you want the meat, whatever it is, you want to keep him as a pet, all that would be, even that would be a type of animal which is daraisa, but since you caught him into a space where he's still lacking full control over him, so then it's considered as a darabana. Domesticated animals, and here we don't refer generally to pets. Pets is, we'll see in a moment what pets are, but domesticated animals, as in the cows and sheep, cattle and sheep, generally are animals that don't run away from people. They have a slight fear of people. If you've ever walked on a farm, you'd be amazed that a 80 kilo human being can frighten off a 1,000 kilo cow. and you go close to the cow and he runs away, but that's because he has a natural fear of humans, but not because he's running away. You put a cow in a field, he stays there. These animals that don't run away, they don't escape, they don't belong in the wild, but they are localized, so you would say basically all farm animals, like horses, donkeys, cows, sheep, and those type of things, are all considered as nitzad va'omid. They are hunted already, meaning they are, by their pure nature, they are considered as having been trapped, because they're not the type that have a certain freedom, and you're taking it away from them, they're not the type to run away. Therefore, there's no issue of trapping them. Modern Poskim, modern as in Chayadom, modern in relation to our history, 200 years modern, he says that chickens are the same thing. Like you have chickens, sometimes you go chase it, you run after a chicken, he doesn't run away, he sits down. Now you try to get him to go into the coop. he's like a stubborn little toddler. But so they say also those are domesticated in the way that they don't run away, or could even be a house-trained cat, which for an Israeli is a bit of a chiddush, but for those who live in Chutz Laaretz, generally cats are domesticated, stay home, and they don't run away. They stay in the property. We give them free range, you leave the door open, and they go out, they come back, they don't run away. So it could be those animals also have no problem of trapping, and therefore if your cat climbs in the window, has a bowl of milk, and you close the window, you're not over on Tzedar, but close the window, or your chicken moves from the yard into the overnight coop and settles down, you can close the door, because that chicken is not a running away chicken, and therefore considered as Nitzah Ga'omet, there's no problem of closing the door on such an animal. A dog could be, in my experience from growing up, was dogs like running away. Now, true, they do feel a sense of home, and a dog, if you leave your yard open, he runs into the street, and he disappears, and he goes for an hour's stroll, jog, or whatever it is, and then he comes back because he knows where his food supply is, but that doesn't make him totally domesticated, that he won't run out. Since when you open the gate, he runs out, not like a cat you open the door, that wants to go out, he goes out, he doesn't want to go out, he'll stay indoors. Dog, you open the door, he's out. So then we say that those, that's more an hidden discipline of the domesticated, and therefore one has to know these halachas. Your dog that is, he knows your house. You let him out, he runs away, and 2 hours later he's back. But because he runs away, we're going to be makbid that if he does come back and you close the door on him, you have to know what the halachas are. So firstly, I want to mention that even the animals, if there's no tzeder, like we said, a cow, there's no tzeder, you can close the door. Or if he's standing outside the gate and you want him to go in, you can get him to go in, give him a bit of a incentive to get into the barn and then close the door. That's not a problem with tzeder, but you just have to remember that animals are mukta on Shabbos, and there's no pushing the animal. If you don't put him or push him, you have to find other ways of encouraging to do what you request. An animal, like you said, like a dog who runs away but does come back later, apparently there are birds that behave that way as well. The birds fly out of a cage and then come back later. There is an issur tzeder, but there the tzeder is the rabbanon. Therefore, if there is a problem of hefsek or a problem of tzav alechayim, if the animal is left in the street, it could be stolen or be hurt, or the tzav alechayim, he's not going to get hold of his food or whatever it is. So we're not talking about, obviously you can let him into the yard, but now the question is, can you close the door of the yard? Your dog's come home, now you want to close, now he's came into the house, can you close your front door? So if you're worried of leaving your front door open, because someone might steal from your front door, or whatever the case may be. So then, because it's the Rabbanon, the Bokel Hesed, Bokel Tzabal Echaim, and you can't wait till Motzei Shabbos, but still many hours to go, so then you have to close the front door. Again, if you have such an animal and you have to bring it in, don't bring it in by hand. But if we're dealing, as we said, with Hefset, the animal might be hurt with Tzabal Echaim, so Tzabal Echaim is Docher and Muksa. And one can, if necessary, and there are other ways to do it, actually move it in the Bokel Tzabal Echaim. Now, this applies when you talk about a pet, the type of pet that escapes but does come back, and therefore the trapping of such an animal is only the Rabbanon, applies only if the animal has rebelled. If the animal has rebelled and has got some sort of He's gone off the derech as they call from teenagers, and he decides, that's it, I'm not coming home again. So then he reverts back to being a regular wild animal, and there's no way to trap him. That would, the definition of an animal that's rebelled is that when nightfall comes, he doesn't come back to find his food, but he stays outdoors. He's got a new owner, or he's for some reason doesn't want to be here, and he refuses to come back. Then he's no longer considered domesticated, then the isurei tzedo apply. So too, if a person buys an animal, acquires it in some way, and the animal is new at his new residence, he's unfamiliar and uncomfortable. If you let him out, he's not going to come back. So you don't have all these aterium, then you have to be careful. It could be isurei, perhaps, of letting him back into the house or getting him to come back into the house and closing the door behind him. Therefore, if a person has a barn or a pen, if a person has a barn, a pen, a coop, or whatever it is, inside this enclosure is an animal that has not yet, or just by definition, isn't a domesticated animal. It is one that will escape and not come back, whether this is you have a big cage of birds, or you have some animals that are new, they're just not familiar with the place. If you need to go in there on Shabbos, you have to be very careful, because by opening the door, you have removed the status of being trapped. Now the animals can escape. So when you go close the door, you've now trapped them afresh, and there could be an isur d'oraisa. Therefore, if you need to go into this enclosure on Shabbos, you have to do it in a way that there is no moment where the animal could escape. So if you open the door, make sure that you fill the space that you've opened with your body, that no animal can get past you, and you close the door behind you immediately. And the moment you leave it open, even though, oh, well, there's nothing nearby, the moment you leave it open, now they no longer consider trapped. Never closing the door would be trapped, would be an isur on Shabbos. Therefore, as a Eitzah Tova would be to, when you have such an enclosure, is to have a double door. You see this, the zoos, when you have people are allowed to go into the aviary and see the birds, and they don't want the birds to escape, so they create a double door system. You come into the first door, and when the first door is closed, then you can open the second door. That way you're always certain that no animal escapes. If an animal gets out the one door, there's always the second door to keep it trapped. So if you have a double door system, you must be never to have both doors open at the same time, then you have solved this problem of going in and out of the enclosure. So if a person has a bird cage, he has birds in his house, and these are birds that if they get out, they're not going to come back. Or even if they will come back, we said there would be an isur rabbanon, one should not close the door of the cage. So if you have a cage and you have a toddler who finds it quite interesting and fascinating and opens the door, you have a problem on Shabbos of closing it. If there is an issue of hefset or danger involved, for example, if the bird gets out, it's going to break things or the bird will get stolen. So then it depends what type of bird you have. If it's a type of domesticated bird that, if it would escape, it would come back, so then it's only tzedek rabbanon. So the makom hefset, you can reclose the door, but otherwise it would be also to close the door. If you have an animal in an enclosure where the door's closed, there is no issue whatsoever to lock. Once it's closed, the animal's trapped. Now you want to add another door, another lock, another something, there's no problem of doing that on Shabbos. Now that's also if you have a cage that's in a hole and the windows are closed, so the bird can fly out the cage and it's still trapped in the house. But remember that if the bird is trapped in a house, so that is not considered mitzvah va'omer. It's not considered properly trapped, because when he's flying around the living room, you still need a lot of effort to catch him. So he's not open to the wild, but taking him from the bigger place to the smaller place, from the living room where you can't catch him right away, into the cage where he's rightly available, would be an issue. And therefore, if the door was open to the cage, one cannot close the door, even though you say, well, he can't escape to the wild because the windows of the house are closed. Nevertheless, we're going to say that's also unless you have a type of bird that's coming back and the mock of Satan. If a cow, which we said is a type of animal that's nitzed v'omer, but it ran out and it left the barn and it went out into the grazing land, and now you're worried that it's going to be going to get lost, it's not going to come back, or it's going to be attacked or stolen or something like that. So you can encourage it in ways to move into an enclosed area. but you should not put it into a small area. Rather, you should lock it up in a large area. So it went up into the grazing land, so you make sure that it stays in the grazing land that's fenced in, and you got a gate, and you close the gate. And then, it's again, you're only doing a Tzedek Rabbanon, and therefore would be mutter when there's a chashash that the animal would get hurt or stolen, or there'd be some loss involved. You could get the animal to come back to the yard, but you'd have to leave a door open. Even if the door is not accessible, the door is on the far end, and the animal doesn't notice such a door, but halachically, the door is open. So you have, say, in a yard with multiple entrances, and the entrances that are usually used are closed, and there's a far end exit that the cow doesn't usually use or doesn't see right now. You can leave that open, then that would also be considered that the animal is not considered trapped. A bull that has escaped and is misbehaving, is going rampant and is going wild, then it's a mitzvah to get it back into his enclosure, because such an animal can be dangerous to the public, pikuach nefesh. So then there's, say, there's not an issue with this pikuach nefesh, you've got to get it back to its place. If a bird flew into your house, don't close the window, because you might be trapping it, even if you're not interested in keeping the bird, but it would be an issue to have honor. If keeping the window open allows in a freezing cold breeze, and you're uncomfortable, and you want to close the window because you're only interested in the warmth of the house, but not interested in keeping the bird, so the first thing you need to do is try to see if you can chase the bird out. If you're having no success in chasing the bird out, so then would allow you to close the window as long as you have no intention to catch the bird. You're only doing it purely because you're uncomfortable. Therefore, it's a davar shein miskaven. But it must be that the bird is in an area where you still would need effort to catch it, were you to catch it. As we said, in order to be an issur d'oraisa, it has to be in a small area. If the animal's in a large area where you still have to find ways to trap it, to corner it, so then it's an issur d'rabbanan. In issur d'rabbanan, when you're not mechavin, and you want to pull a cold, so then we'll allow you to close the window. An animal that is sleeping still has a issur of teda, even though he looks like he cannot run away. But we said an animal that's sleeping wakes up and runs away very quickly, and therefore the issur of chazal told us that the issue of Teda, whatever level of Teda applies, but the whole, there's no difference whether the animal's awake or asleep, even though it appears that when he's sleeping, he's available for the catching. However, an animal that is injured, handicapped, or ill, or very old, and is unable to escape, and now he's just hobbling about, and it's very easy to pick him up and take him, obviously not by hand, because he's still mukta, but you could trap him very easily, so maybe he gets it in of like a domesticated farm animal. Nevertheless, it's a true minatoira. There's no issue of trapping such an animal, even though it were to be healthy, it could be. But midrabana, this still is. Animals that are easy to catch because they don't run away is fast. For example, an ant or a tortoise or a snail. So again, there's no issur teda in such animals. But again, they're live creatures, and you should remember that they're mukta. An interesting aside discussion, just mentioned it, Rav Zalman Auerbach the Tzar writes that even though chigga chayav zaken is an animal that is ill or incapacitated and cannot run away, so there's still an issur d'rabbanan, here we're going to say that it's mutter. And he has a whole discussion about the sugya of shmoni shrotzim. The Torah talks about 8 shrotzim, which are different to other shrotzim. They have a couple tumah differently. They have skins. There would be an issur teda on them. And he does the whole discussion. I'll expand on it right now. But interesting, one of the discussions there is whether we don't know what the Torah gives us the name of what the 8 are, but we don't know how to translate it. For those who are interested, Rabbi Slifkin has, in his Biblical Museum, goes into it, discusses, talks about what he suggests, what they could be, what they couldn't be. But there's an interesting one where one of them is a snail. And if you consider the Shmoneh Shrotzim, 8 type of Shrotzim, there is an Issur Tzedah. So then the question is, why is a snail included? Because a snail moves at that pace, that snail pace. And therefore, there should be no reason that there should be Teda on such a thing. It's an interesting discussion to put over there. If you have a container, box, or closet or whatever it is that has flies inside it. You cannot close the container because you're trapping the flies inside, even though you're not interested in catching flies. We don't usually trap flies. We want to eat them or do anything else with them for that matter. Nevertheless, there is an Isser Rabbanon, and therefore, if you know there's a fly in the cupboard or in the box or whatever it is, the container, don't close it. First try chasing them out. If you've chased them out, then it seems like they left. You don't have to go and do a Bedikas Chometz to see if there's any fly left, because if they're chasing them, that's fine, because after this is considered a Safek Sikreisha, maybe there's one left there, maybe one not. I'm not interested in keeping the flies. I'm not interested. Sikreisha is Nichale, and a Safek Sikreisha in an Isud Rabbanon, because it's an Enu Nitzay, in a Lo Nichale, because I'm not really interested in keeping it, I don't have an interest in having my flies, would be then Mutzah. So if you have a Safek, if you came to a container and you don't see any flies, and you don't know whether there's a fly inside or not, there's no need to go look for them. You can then close them. It's only when you know for sure there's a fly inside that we're going to say, chase them out first. So, on this same note, go back to the example that I gave before, is if you have a fly on the inside of your reshet, now you want to close the window. So the question is, why do you want to close the window? Do you want to close the window because you don't want the flies to come into the house? Or you want to close the window because you don't want the wind to come into the house? So essentially, if you're doing it because you don't want the cold to come in, or in this weather you don't want the hot to come in, you've got the air conditioning, you're doing it for a totally unrelated issue related to fly. It happens to be the fly is going to be trapped between the reshet and the window. So then again, we'll say you should try to get rid of it. If you can open the reshet, let the fly go out, fine. And if it's not that type of reshet that opens, or the fly is not cooperating and move the reshet, he moves with it to go around and go out, and you really want the window closed. So again, this is a animal which is the ain of a minanetzot, and therefore it's not a doraisa, and I want to close the window for other purposes. So therefore, since I don't have the kavana of tzedah, I may close the window. But if I'm doing it because I don't want the fly to come into the house, so then it would be a problem, even though there are bonon, but because I'm doing it actually to trap it, because I don't want it here, so that's trapping, so we'll be trapping the rabbonon. And if a person did close the window, he should open it. He said that if a person did Seder on Shabbos, he should, the knas is that he has to undo. And Seder, the opposite of Seder is Shichur, is release an animal. There, which is not like kosher or matu, kosher korea, when we have point and source, where we have two sides to halacha. Here there's only one side. It's the tzedah, shichur, releasing its notice on Shabbos. See an animal is trapped and you want to release it. There's no issue involved whatsoever. Legabi or Shabbos. Obviously, someone's prize animal, you go and release it. It's the wild, you cause damage. So I don't want to get too involved of kosher mishpat, but at least from the point of view of Shabbos, there's no issue of releasing it. Okay, that's the thing of trapping. We've still got a little bit more about animals. So with that, I wish everybody a wonderful week. And that's the show. We'll meet again next week.
Thank you. Have a great day. Have a great week.